Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. And welcome to P4P Real Talk and my miniature who's guarding the house, making sure that no unwanted visitors are joining us for the podcast. But we are safe. Everybody need not worry about it and call it good. So with that being said, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete in the world, and if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, just get on. What are we driving our goals with, Kaylin?
like a what? Through some snickerdoodle ice cream.
Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now talk. Welcome. Is it a full moon tonight? Is that what's going on? But it's not.
Great,
you know,
I know who's number one.
In a good mood. Oh my gosh. So here's what happened. Let's go ahead and talk about this. So my younger sister has become a P4P protein fan, and despite my best efforts, she prefers snickerdoodle protein to chocolate. And if you are a cinnamon fan, you will. I have to give it that. If you're not a huge cinnamon fan, you won't. You'll probably find another flavor other than snickerdoodle that will do the job for you.
She got political on us.
It is. I mean, it's not bad tasting. It's not bad tasting at all. It's just not my favorite. And so, Kaylin and I, you guys know, we have this ongoing saga about which flavor is best. And you have your chocolate fan, and you have your snickerdoodle fan. And my sister happens to be a snickerdoodle fan. So here we have, I'm not sure if this is an example of Kaylin being a good sport right now or not, but we're going to let him enjoy this momentary victory, because at some point, and there will come a point, there are going to be some chocolate fans that pop up. That's all I have to say. All I have to say about that. So there you have it.
Oh, yeah, third party tested, baby.
There you have it. So he's got my younger sister on board. So all you chocolate lovers out there, I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you.
Oh, not going
to
happen.
Oh, but it will.
Okay,
it will.
I lied.
Because right at that moment where you become overconfident, that's about the moment that you're going to get toppled down.
Okay, Beth says Kaylin is crazy. Jill says, who can go wrong with chocolate? Okay, guys, I get it. You love this.
Yeah.
You love this. I get it. All right. But snickerdoodle, yeah.
Oh,
I'm in the family.
So anyway,
okay,
guys,
I'm in
welcome
the family.
To tonight's show. Welcome to tonight's show. Our very special O'Kellen O'Patterson is driving. He's been doing food truck deliveries as part of his philanthropic endeavors that he does on a regular basis. So he's trying to get to a good spot to join us, so hopefully we don't lose him
as we go along.
And we are we're actually waiting for our guest tonight, so hopefully she'll be joining us soon. We were supposed to have Liam McEwen, who is from the UK, and you've heard his name quite a bit. He's been the P4P muscle, the man behind the shredder mask, and he was supposed to be on tonight's show, yes. Or did you say yes, or did you say Dez?
Yeah, I know. You're right. I love Liam because of his passion and his pride. And, you know, life happens. I mean, like, I was thinking, you know, because we go through prep and there's all kinds of craziness. And I said there's always life that happens. Well, life happens whether you're in prep or not in prep, in season or out of season. And he had a really major setback in his life and his family's life. Nothing with the family's parting, but there'd been a burglary, and he's really saddened that he won't be able to be on the show, but he's got police matters that he has to deal with.
So, and he was even calling in from the UK, so we hope all is well with you, Liam, and we will catch up with you another time or the next time that you can join us. And then we're also waiting for Christina Comparato, and she was the women's bodybuilding champion at the IPE Worlds. And so she'll be joining us at some point tonight. And you know her as Christina Protina on Facebook. So if you want to check her out, there she happens to be. But so, yeah, we are going to have several more of the IPE World Pros. Okay, so it's time for
Okay, Bruce and Tim, I get it. You guys love chocolate. All right, we're doing a show. It can wait.
So I have a taxi cab confession, guys. There was a major, and it's major, I mean, I have been feeling sick about it for a good couple of days now, but had a major glitch with the interviews that we recorded at IPE Worlds. We still have some of them. We have about six of them, but that's really about six out of 12 interviews. Somehow files got overwritten and transferring data from the camera to my computer, and not all of them survived. But never fear, we are still going to get the interviews going that we have available to post to the Midwest Muscle site, so we are going to do that. And then in an endeavor to make sure you still get to hear from all of these pros that we spoke with during IPE Worlds, Kaylin and I have been working on another little behind-the-scenes project to bring more of a live aspect to some of our interviews using YouTube. And so we're just going to be fast-forwarding that initiative and hopefully getting all the folks that we spoke to at Worlds back in the circle just through a little different venue. So that's the plan. Still trying to get all these guys in the limelight where we wanted them because we know you want to hear from them and hear about them. So just giving you an update on where everybody is with that little project from the IPE world. But, yeah, I was so sad. My stomach hurt for a good 2 days. But now that we are working on an alternative and a solution, I'm feeling better about the situation. So just hold tight. We thank you for your patience, but it's all coming. We did have several great photos, though, that we've already posted. So feel free to check out Midwest Muscle and start there, and then we'll just keep bringing it to you. Are you still there, Kaylin? Oh, we lost Kaylin. Maybe he got bored to listen to me rattle on so long. I'm going to see here if I can pull him back in. So anyway, in the meantime, big news coming out of, if you remember our last interview that we had with Jonathan Agan from the NGA, and we happened to be at his show, the Natural Peoria Championships, we had talked to him about possibly bringing back the NGA calendar, and he wasn't sure if that was going to happen, but we just received news, I think it was yesterday, that that calendar is coming back online. So you need to check him out on Facebook to get the details on how you submit photos. If you are an athlete and you want to be considered for it, you have until June of 2018 to submit your photos. So, you know, if you're feeling a little fluffy in the off season, that's all right, because by the time the submission deadline comes around, you are going to be in good shape for it. So be sure you participate. Be sure that you do participate. Get in there, get those photos going. And be represented and be seen. I love that the industry is coming out with more ideas to give our natural athletes a bigger and wider platform. So please do make sure that you do that and take part in it. And if I sound like I'm fumbling a little bit, it's because I'm trying to bring Kaylin back into the show, and it's not going so well. So I need to send him a message. He's driving, so he must have hit a dark spot, and see if we can't get him back in. Okay. And that might just be another minute there. Let's see. Sorry, guys. You know, sometimes technology works for us and sometimes it doesn't. So it's always frustrating when it doesn't. But hopefully you don't mind hanging out here with me until we can get him and Christina back onto the show. So if you were listening to us Tuesday, we had Noelle on the show, and she was a, I believe she was our third place winner of the IPE World Women's Physique, another great category that's making a name for itself in natural bodybuilding. And it's one that I've been really excited to see. I know we hear a lot of, you know, comments going back and forth that women's, you know, bodybuilding is dying, and maybe sometimes bodybuilding itself is dying, but, you know, there may be some of the categories that have slowed down a little bit, but I think it is far from dying. I mean, you have over 15 male pros that are competing. There are a lot of folks out there that are still keeping the sport alive and well. And as many female competitors as we saw in the physique category, which is just a tiny, I think, step down. Maybe it's not tiny, but a little step down from female bodybuilding. I think there's still a lot of potential there, and that pipeline is just continue to grow as these athletes move their way up and, you know, they get satisfied with one level and then they decide to move up to the next. And I think that's what we're going to see. So I think women's bodybuilding is definitely going to make a comeback. So keep your eye on that. But she had a lot of great things to share in our show on Tuesday. And you guys were interested in how to get in touch with her if from a training perspective. So Noelle Bruay, we posted her information on Midwest Muscle, and she's got the Body Boutique out there. So men and ladies, if she sounds like a coach that you wanted to work with, do be sure that you check that out and go from there. And still, not sure what's going on. Kaylin is trying his hardest to get back in, but it is just not happening at this point. At this time, I really wish we had access to elevator music so I could give you guys something to listen to while we are trying to work this out, but it's just not happening that way, and I'm really not sure what is going on with that. So with that being said, we are going to continue to move on because there are still a few more shows that are going to be happening coming up towards the end of the year. And I know that Kaylin is planning to be on one of those shows. So hold on. He's sending me another message here on what he wants me to try and do. And it's just not going to work. I know he's listening because he's asking me to mute him and bring him back in. And Kaylin, if you can hear me, I just can't. The system's not letting me do it. So I would say try calling in back in, and we'll try it one more time. And we're going to see what happens. But in the meantime, thanks for the support on the chocolate front, guys. I knew Kaylin was going to be unbearable as soon as I shared the information about my sister promoting P4P snickerdoodle protein. But she was doing it for a good cause. She had a friend that had just gotten the lap band surgery, and she's only supposed to be drinking protein. And because she knew P4P protein was a clean product, she was giving her some samples, and for the record, she took a snickerdoodle sample and a chocolate sample.
And loved it.
So there.
And loved it.
So there. Well, we don't know. She hasn't tried it yet, so you can't even say this other gal has loved it yet. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, okay, you're speaking. Keep speaking. I've been rambling on long enough. Why don't you talk to the folks about the show that you're getting ready to go to here in the next week or so.
Will be over at the Midwest States. Honestly, for this area in our region, it's like the end of the year where everybody comes together, bringing their best package, basically the fall competitors come in looking their best. And I mean, Dez has been there, and it's been really. I mean, it's a phenomenal turnout. There's big numbers in each one. I think there's between 100 and 150 competitors each year. So it's never lacking. And I think the only thing that slows down the competition is the weather, and that's just basically the roads and people traveling to get there. That's the only thing that inhibits good competition from showing up even better. because, like I said, the trial. And it's just a great show. Raven Kowski has been in love with natural athletes and the natural side of the industry, and he promotes it well, and he's very good at what he does. I'm really happy that, you know, he's been able to sustain it so well simply because he's doing so much. I mean, we've got great promoters in this region, and, you know, Des and I have been basically promoting the promoters that will take care of the competitors, because it's very vital for this, for the industry to grow, that people feel like they're needed and they're appreciated, because it's a lot of hard work that goes into one day, one night, and then, you know, you find out the rest of your year how it's going to be. So that's, it's very important, and it is a mental game for any natural athlete, because any little thing can throw you off, and Ray is very aware of that, and he's got his own gym, and he basically has the Eat by Color. So he's trying to do everything and cover every aspect in every realm to make sure the athlete is taken care of. He has three great people that help expedite and help promote the show, Malachi being one of them. And he's one of the best expediters in the business because he truly cares for the athletes, and he gives plenty and time to get there and get to stage. So if you're thinking about jumping on board pretty late, I know it's not a late fee. It is a pro qualifier, so, you know, you will have the year before the turkey and Thanksgiving to just have a great time and basically end your year in a correct way.
Yep, and there you go. I mean, and it is all at the right time of the year with the holiday and all of that good stuff and, you know, good food. We like good food, and we're going to be coming at you with some tips, some Thanksgiving tips. Next week, just in time for the holidays. We don't want to give them too soon. You know, we want to get you right there, right at the right time, right when you need it. So check us out on Tuesday.
Can I share
for
some good news?
Share some good news.
My class has constantly been growing, my kickboxing class, and it's early in the morning, so people thought, you know, it won't work. It was basically a trial and error, see how it would do. And one of the things that really kind of blew people away, especially with the holiday season coming up, is the physiques that the women now have and the body fat percentage that was lost. So I'm really happy, ladies. I know you're listening. I thank God for you. I thank God for what you've been doing with your health. And I respect and appreciate all you've done to get yourself in better shape. And I'm much appreciative that you chose my class to do it. So thank you so much. And just giving a shout out to the ladies at the 515 class. Thank you.
Hand clap for the 515 class. And Caleb, he cracks me up sometimes when he's talking about how brutal the ladies are on him in his class sometimes. They really hold him. They hold him to task and make sure that he is walking the talk. So good job on that, ladies, all the way around. Hey, and can I share some other good news?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to
ask. Please do.
So you've heard us talk about, we love our promoters. We talk about, we try to give you guys a snapshot of who's out there in the industry and what they're about and give them a chance to talk on their shows and share their expertise. Well, one of them that you've heard us reference quite a few times, John Abraham, and he has the Heart of America. His show will be coming up in May, his next one in May 2018, another great show. He was judging at the NGA Natural Universe Bodybuilding and Fitness Championships this last weekend. So there were actual three huge shows going on last weekend. We had IPE Worlds, which Kaylin and I were at. Then there was the NGA Natural Universe, and then there was the DFAC Worlds. So three major end-of-the-year shows going on last weekend. And so John Abraham, while he was judging at the NGA Natural Universe, he was also inducted into the NGA Natural Bodybuilding Hall of Fame. So,
yes.
You know, congrats
Congratulations.
To you, John. Kudos on your career thus far and everything that you've been doing to promote and support natural bodybuilding. And, wow. So, I mean,
well,
can
we do a backstory
attention.
On him?
Do one.
I think
go ahead.
It's really big. It's really big what happened to him. And it was basically where a show could have been destroyed. And I mean that literally. A show could have been destroyed because he was not the original promoter of that show. he was basically helping judge and help get the news out about the show and the competition. But there was another gentleman whose name escapes me, and I apologize for it because he has since passed. But he actually passed away while the show was in process. And in progress, so John was basically given the reins while the former promoter was taken to the hospital, unknowing to them that this was the last time they would see him. So, you know, they had the show running, and they had to basically stop it just so, you know, everyone could grieve and then finish the show after they had a moment of silence to let everyone know what was going on and why everyone was so distraught. Because, you know, that's something you cannot hide. If you're close to anyone and you find out news of that nature, it's going to burden you. And so basically, instead of trying to hide it and the show must go on mentality, they addressed it and they had a moment for everybody to grieve. And I think it was 15, 20 minutes so everybody could, you know, get their composure back and become back to being judges and not, you know, going through all kinds of things. So he had been given the reins in a very tough situation, and he has basically held that for 20 years. So I'm really happy that he's done that. Congratulations, John Abraham. You've done an excellent job taking care of the competitors, an excellent job basically keeping venues where they're relevant and addressing the needs of the competitors as the show is going. This is something that, you know, you don't think about too often. But, you know, there's eating times and there's times to refeed. Even if the people forget their meals, they still got something to eat, to carb up, basically to look their best and present their best on the stage. So, you know, in all of that, like Des said, hand clap to this fellow because he basically was put in the worst of the worst situation and made something very good come from it.
Awesome, hand clap. And, you know, I'm feeling kind of inspired right now, and thanks for kicking this off, Kaylin, with your sharing of the good news. So all of our listeners out there, if you have any good news that you want to share, I mean, everybody can just use some good news sometimes. I tell you what, today was kind of a heck of a day at work today. I was kind of zapped. I was kind of zapped a little bit, my energy levels. But, you know, just hearing about other people's things that are happening for them that are positive, and it could be any kind of good news, any kind of good news. Maybe you got, you know, $2 free lotto ticket or something. I don't know, just any kind of good news. But if you have some good news that happened today, something that you're thankful for, something that we can all say praise the Lord for, then just shoot us a note and let us know. And we want to be able to just share that. So while you guys are thinking of your good news and getting it pulled together and getting it submitted to us, I'm going to go ahead and bring in, and hopefully technology is going to cooperate with us, but bring in our guest for the evening. Christina, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Christina, why don't you ahead and introduce yourself to listener land and just tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, Christina, real name, last name, Comparato. Sometimes I go by Fox, but a lot of you know me as Christina Protina, professional natural bodybuilder and Christina merged together. Friends came up with that years and years ago. Fresh off a show last weekend as the new IPA Pro Women's Bodybuilding Champion. That's the first time I said that out loud. Wow. Did I get that right, Kaylin?
Got it right.
You got it right.
World champ up in here.
He's excited. Just
he's a little excited tonight. He's excited. We're both excited. But he's really excited tonight.
Yes, I'm ill. Don't make fun of me.
So, Christina, I just have to say, so I was surprised to actually see you at IPE World because basically Christina has, and here's another big show that happened last weekend that I didn't even mention earlier. So this is a fourth big show, but we had give me the acronym, Kaylin, IPBNA, I'm mixing
BBNA.
It up. What is it? Yes.
PNBA, Olympia.
PNBA, there we are.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, guys. That is one.
Okay.
I struggle
it's
with.
Okay.
You know what? I need my cheat sheet out.
IBA,
but they
PNBA,
had.
Take your pick.
Yep, they had their National Universe competition last weekend as well, and Christina has pretty much dominated that show. Has pretty much dominated that show in her categories.
Slow down, Dad.
I'm sorry, what?
Dad, hold up.
Okay.
It's the PNBA Natural Olympia, the NGA Universe Natural, and the IPE Natural Worlds. Yes, we're going to get you dialed in.
And then the
you're
and
more
then
excited
the D-Fact World. So anyway, getting back to the PBNA.
PB&J, let's call that that.
PNBA. Let's just call it the peanut butter and jelly. No, Denny Pecos would not appreciate that. He would not appreciate that.
No, he would.
So the PNBA. The PNBA. So I've got it now. So everybody out there, say that five times fast. So, but she's basically dominated that show for the past 2 years. And this year, she elected to do something different, and she's still dominating. So just kind of talk to us a little bit about that, Christina, and just how that feels to you to be on top of your game in one organization, then come over and you know, try your luck with a new organization and still hold that top spot.
Yeah, a little surprising. I mean, those who are close with me know I struggle a little bit with confidence. So I did, as you said, did well with the PNBA. I did their Olympia show the past 3 years and just wanted to move up and try to step up a little bit and try to, you know, compete in a little bit higher caliber of a different natural organization and kind of just see how I would fare out. So I did cross over and compete with IPE this year. I did Tanya Penalosha's pro show in September, and fortunate I did win that and was able to qualify for the world this year and decided to give it a try and see how I do. And here I am.
Yeah. I'm just so, like, I was thinking, you know, when you talk about big shows, you show up. And, you know, Liam and I were both just, I must touch your bicep about 100 times during the after party because I can't believe, I mean, you know, there's a presentation you have on stage, and then basically when you get off stage, there's your natural look and natural appearance. And it seemed like you brought that stage appearance to the after party, but the one thing that just blows me away is that you've won at three of the biggest shows, the PNBA, don't get me messed up, Des, the PNBA Natural Olympia, the DFAC Worlds, and also the IPE Worlds. I mean, so it's not like this is an accident. It's not like you don't know what you're doing. You're bringing your best, but you need to bring your best. And I remember, I'm going to correlate this to the tennis when the women, the Williams sisters were competing, and they said, why do you step up at the bigger shows when it seems like, you know, you're just coasting through the other ones? And they said, I'm not coasting, I'm working hard, but I take it very serious, these larger shows, mm-hmm. because it's representing so much more. Now, is that the same kind of mentality you take into that?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. You definitely have to come in, step up your game, come in on those high-caliber shows, and like you said, just step it up and see how you're going to fare out against the other women.
Well, you've done a great job of doing that. And, I mean, there's some top, top names that you've gone up against and still come out as the champion five times, I might add. Five times, yes. Let's just think about that for a minute. Five times. So you're not scared to you know, go up against the best, and you're not scared to defend your title because most, you know, take time off and say, you know, they need this amount of time. How do you keep that? I mean, how do you span out that time frame to where you can bring your best when you need to?
I mean, I just rest and recuperate. I mean, try to get the calories up as best I can in the wintertime without going too crazy. I'm really big with moderation with my eating. I don't really go crazy and just have little bits and pieces here and there with bites, I mean, just by bites. I kind of keep saying I do have to give a secret away, if that's okay. I have to
mention
one food item that keeps me sane pretty much daily, and this is even during contest prep. Have either of you ever had an Eat Clean Sweet brownie, cookie, cupcake, protein bread that Tanya Penalosa makes?
Oh, my goodness.
I have not. I have to confess, I have not.
I'm drooling.
You have, Kaylin? Have you, Kaylin?
No. No, I have not.
So they're protein brownies, they're protein treats. Her company is Eat Clean Sweets, and I have just been a customer of hers for probably the past 4 or 5 years since I met her at the Olympia years ago. So that's kind of just my sanity, you know. That's my daily treat, sometimes every other day treat, but that's just my little fix that I need to kind of keep me sane and to keep going because, as you said, I've competed the past 4 years straight, and I have not taken a full year off. Before that, I mean, I can rewind and go from the beginning, but before that, I did take 5 years off, didn't know if I was going to step back on stage. So 4 years ago, I did have to work my way back up the ladder, regain my pro status, and compete at some world shows as I've done. So anyway, getting back to that, that's what kind of keeps me sane, and they're just awesome protein treats that I enjoy way much more than a regular brownie.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you shared that secret because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there listening that will find that helpful and are probably going to check it out, you know, because it does help to have that go-to where you can, you know, manage your cravings without going totally off the bandwagon. So that is very good to know. Yep, exactly. And it dovetails nicely into one of our first listener questions we have for you. And Beth wants to know if you have been through any tough preps while competing.
Any tough preps as far as, like, food or, I mean, there have been some times.
You know,
just
whatever challenges. Yeah, some of your main challenges you might have faced.
I think just the typical that a lot of us go through. I mean, I have a full-time job. I mean, some competitor friends that I compete against, they have part-time jobs. They have husbands who can kind of, pay for the cost of competing versus I'm working all day, and then I work at night, and then I work out at night and train myself, train clients, run my nutrition, personal training studio, and then I teach high school math during the day. So I think sometimes the day-to-day time frame and life and span of everything can just kind of get overwhelming at times, and all of a sudden you just, you know, sometimes can hit a brick wall and become very tired and fatigued. So I would probably say at times during my last couple years prep, that can kind of get a little difficult at times.
Sure, I can imagine. I just have to ask, though, do you ever have your math students calculate your math loss for you? Do you have
my,
word
my
problems?
My students,
that?
No.
That's similar.
I mean, I do relate a lot. I relate a lot of, to me and to them. It's more interesting if I do kind of relate a math problem to nutrition and the gym. We talk about slope and algebra, and I always say, okay, think about the incline on the treadmill, and they're just very interested in what I have to say after that, you know, if you kind of make that relationship. So, but no, they don't do any of those conversions for me.
Well, very cool on the way that you make it applicable to actually real things in life. So Bill says congrats at winning such a big show. So congratulations there. And I'm going to kind of roll through these questions, guys, because we're pretty close to the end of our show already here. So we want to be sure we hear as much as we can from Christina. But Sarah wants to know if you come across or experienced politics in any of the natural organizations you've competed in, and if so, which ones?
Not that I can think of. I think I've heard and hearsay things that may have happened at just shows that I was in attendance to, but no, that's one thing I feel like if I'm going to get a certain placing based off politics, I'm turning around and walking right out the door.
There you go.
I mean,
there you go.
I want to win based on my ability, how I look. I want their judging 1,000% from the judges, and that's the only way I want to win. My physique mm-hmm. won it. If not, I'm out. And if I hear of anything, then I won't compete with that organization. I mean, there's 50-some natural organizations, right?
Yep, there you have it. Sometimes variety is a plus. Sometimes variety mm-hmm. is a plus. Dana wants to know how you keep your sanity when competing at such a high level with such big names in the natural industry.
Oh, it's not like I'm not scared. I mean, it's very, very it's very, very nerve-wracking. And I don't know if that's how they feel knowing I'm coming in, but, you know, some of the other big names that I know I'm going up against, I mean, it's nerve-wracking, and you just have to give it your all at the very end. Do more sprints if that's what it takes. Give it all you got, and you have to come in and give it your best shot. And, again, you have to have a protein brownie to keep your sanity.
There you go, Dana.
I mean... that's my key for you there, girl.
A little sweet treat. Sometimes it works for you. Oh. Maybe not always, but sometimes. All right. Well, here's a good one. I'll put this one out here to both Christina and Kaylin. Carl wants to know if picks lie sometimes when dealing with placings. So I think what he's wondering if sometimes, you know, you look at a picture and you're looking, you're like, well, how did that person not beat that person, or, you know, maybe that's the angle he's coming from. What do you guys think about that?
I can answer that if she doesn't want to.
Yeah, I mean,
sure, go ahead.
I think sometimes you have to kind of see the show and see the everybody live, because I don't think sometimes pictures, you know, give enough justice. What do you think?
Yeah,
oh,
I
agree 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I've been to a show, and I, you know, there's no point in naming names, so what's the point? But I've been to a show where I saw the placing, and I said, wow, this guy looks phenomenal. And then basically another person had posted his best pictures and said, I was robbed, when he was lying. And I had to send him a personal message to say, all right, either delete it or get called out, because, you know, this is pointless to destroy a show, the promoter, and your competition, because, you know, you wanted to win. Everybody wants to win. And I was very disappointed with the way he took it, because I said, if all we're doing is taking our best pictures, I mean, because you figure there's going to be a picture where the person's taking a breath, there's going to be a picture where a person's locked in. So, you know, you see it and you say, well, dang, you know, that's a terrible pose. But it's not the full, complete pose that's happening. It's just caught on camera where it looks that way. And it frustrates me that, you know, with social media being a great thing, but it also can be a very poor thing for people that are belly achers and complainers, because they're showing their best when someone else is basically caught at their worst. And if the judges are there watching the whole thing, they don't miss it. They see what's being presented. You're not looking your best because standing next to someone else's best, then it's going to cost you, and it should. And it frustrates me to no end when you see that. So, you know, good question. And I like I said, I've seen it firsthand, and then I saw the fallout on social media, and I was just blown away that he would take that, you know, that perspective and that way of thinking when he knew clearly he did not look that good.
And I would have to say, what he said, because it is that. And sometimes lighting of photos plays a part. There are sometimes people look absolutely huge in photos, and then you see them up on stage in comparison to other folks, and they're not as large as they might appear. And placement in a photo makes a difference. Depth perception in a photo makes a difference when it comes to how someone may appear in size. And so just a lot of different criteria that goes into that, but I digress. So yes, Carl, the answer to your question is yes. Sometimes a photo can play games with, you know, whether or not someone should or shouldn't have come in at a certain placing just based on a photo. You really do have to take into account the whole show and the judge's full perspective of it. So that is definitely a good question there. So getting back
also
to
real quick, just to add,
oh,
real
go
quick,
ahead.
Don't forget, some athletes go and eat in between pre-judging and the night show. So they do come in looking fuller at night. So They might have some better pictures at night.
And there
you go. It's a little different in the morning for prejudging. So.
And there's that too. So another great point. So yeah, I mean, you really have to be there and see the whole performance, the whole program, to really appreciate what that athlete put into the effort on that day, all day long, because you are getting judged on that. Next question. Terry wants to know what it's like meeting Keith Hunter and seeing Terry Starks in person.
Yes, that was wonderful, actually. Just kind of neat to see everybody that you haven't met before and idols of yours and on Facebook, and then to see them in person is kind of just a little surreal. So.
Yeah, and they're both great guys. Very nice.
Yep.
Very personable when you meet them in person.
Very much.
So.
Very much. Very
it's
friendly.
Good. Very much. Yeah, I would say that. Kaylin, you want to add to that? You were having a little love fest with Keith Hunter when we were at IPE World. I know you have something to add to that.
Yeah, I love meeting Keith because, like I said, one of the introductions I had into natural bodybuilding was two gentlemen, Keith Hunter and Steve Lacy. And what as when they were judging and they were asked for feedback, they were brutally honest but in a loving way, and basically telling you everything that need to happen for you to either improve or basically fix some minute thing, because they're that good at what they do. And he had just been so genuine, because I had heard some of the cliched responses, and I was thinking, well, that's not going to help the athlete at all. You know, I mean, because even with a tan or without a tan, if you're backstage or if you're at some of the end of the show and a person is still standing in front of you, you can do an overall evaluation on what needs to happen. And they were always forthgiving with that. I was just blown away with how they were able to answer and answer in detail. Granted, they might not know your name or your number, and they've asked for that, but everything else was pretty much spot on. So I was just blown away with that, and I've been and just had a man crush on him for the longest since then, because, you know, and he does answer fully. And that's what a competitor needs. That's what this industry needs in order to improve, because we basically stall and stagnate because we're not getting the right information to the right people. And without knowledge, how do you improve? I mean, we get
very,
that we work. We,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a lot that's missed, and I don't want to do that. But I can always tell you, Terry Starks brings the size, and I'm just always happy with that. I've always wanted him to be a little more conditioned. Terry, I'm telling you, you could be so massive on stage. If he was thinking, you know, that Sam was massive, I'd like, Terry, honestly, you bring the size as well. And Sam looked good, but he's got a condition size and fullness with also looking good. So if Terry can ever bring that package, he's going to be dominant for a lot of shows.
So there you have that. Gosh, guys, we have 90 seconds left. So this show, given the technical difficulties early on, has just flown by. And I don't know if you guys submitted any of your good news or not, but if you did, we'll definitely touch on that on Tuesday, because we have a lot of things we actually need to share with you on Tuesday that we haven't been able to get to this week.
Yes, we
but
do.
Christina, thanks so much for joining us tonight. I feel like we need to have you back. I feel like we only had you on the show for like 5 minutes. So we definitely need to have you back for a longer conversation.
Yes, maybe my partner, Liam, and I can partner up next time, and we can do the show together when you guys have time.
Perfect. So once we can get a few things settled with him, we will work to get both of you back together at the same time. But until then, guys, hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. Kaylin, I think you've had your fair share of snickerdoodle shout-outs already at the beginning of the show. So on behalf of Christina, myself, Kaylin, Mr. Snickerdoodle O. Patterson, and the boys at P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.